you, Lord.
We have a couple prayer requests. Are you ready, sister? We want to pray for Viola Romero, who's having some health issues. And we want to pray for Karen Maccabee, who had a stroke over the weekend. She was able to get quick treatment and transferred to Oklahoma City. So she did pass all of her speech and memory tests. Okay. We just want to pray for a speedy recovery.
Okay. And who's that? I didn't bring my shades and glasses.
Viola.
And then Karen Maccabee?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Father God, we come to you on behalf of these two individuals. Now, Father God, your word says in 1 Peter 2 and 24, who is on self bearer with sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. So Father God, right now, I decree and declare healing and deliverance to these two individuals. My God. Father God, I pray right now that you would minister and meet the needs. My God. Hallelujah. My God. Have mercy, God, upon them right now. Father God, we pray that the doctors would receive the knowledge from you, God, on how to treat these symptoms. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we speak comfort, we speak healing, and we speak your deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Is it anything too hard for God? We know with God all things are possible. And we pray, Father God, for the families of these two individuals, that you would give them peace while you are spiritually orchestrating the healing and mending their bodies back, that they may be whole, complete, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Yes, you are making them better, wiser, and stronger. And we give you praise, God. Now, Father God, we know healing is a sign of restoration and the physical body being restored. But we don't want to cut you short with just asking for healing. But we want to also speak miracles. Because the difference in healing and miracles, healing is dealing with the body of being restored. But miracles are creative. Woo! Hey! Creative inflow. Woo! Glory, glory. Creative body parts. My God. Woo! My God. Hallelujah. Creation at its finest. And so, Father God, however you decide to heal or create miracles for these individuals, however you decide, we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo! Glory.
Amen. Wow. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We will thank you, be Lord. Right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45. Sunday evening prayer is at 5. Sunday evening Bible study at 6. Wednesday Bible study at 7. Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. God has designed us to be unique. What we feel, how we see, and why we express is unequaled. You have a reason why you are here. He wants to help you with that reason. You are a channel to your world. What flows through that channel is how your world will experience the influence of you. So what goes through you is what feeds your world.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-343-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center. Drew's Plumbing, Heating and Cooling is located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, contact Drew's at 580-343-2525. They are a company that cares.
We hope today's...
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Ezra Randall. His title for this morning is Dreams and Visions. Back to you, sir.
Okay. Whew, my God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so we got about 25 more minutes. We're going to finish up. What was I talking about? We're going to talk about numbers. Okay, everybody that have a book, you that would like to have a book, you can see me. I live here in Elk City. $10 for a book if you, here in Elk City, or I can mail you one. Just send me your address, $10. Or if you get them on Amazon, I think they're like $14.99. But $10 bill would get you a nice book here.
And if you don't know how to get a hold of Mr. Ezra Randall, you're welcome to private message or send an email to us, and we will get you in contact with Mr. Ezra Randall to get you a book.
Amen.
I would highly recommend you get this book.
Amen. Thank you. I want to also let you know that we are available to come and to speak to your church, to your small groups, your large groups. We were visiting with a lady 2 days ago from Canada. Mm-hmm. We're in the process. Look like we're going to be mentoring her all the way from Canada. She says she want to know more about dreams and visions. She called the Lamb, I guess Joni Lamb. It used to be Joni Lamb. She called their TV station over the weekend and says, hey, I have this dream that I need you all to tell me. And one of the ladies that works for Joni Lamb is a good, she's one of my team leaders. And she gave her my information. And so she called me from Canada. And she was telling me that she wanted to know more about dreams and visions. So we mentor people one-on-one. We give you your own private session. Or we will come and teach you. Basically, the Bible says we perish because of lack of knowledge. And so you was just sharing your dream. You want to share your dream and let me tell them what your dream? Let me analyze your dream. Tell me what you dream.
I won't explain what I was going through and talking to God about before the dream.
Okay.
However, in the dream, I was sitting on my front porch with my late husband. And I was leaned over on him, and he was just sitting there holding me, I was leaned over on him. And as I looked across the road from our house is a field.
Mm-hmm.
It goes between cotton and wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked out there, the sun was the most beautiful yellow I've ever seen. The field was the most beautiful green I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And the sky
was, again, the most beautiful blue I've ever seen. Mm. And I was just sitting there, leaned over on him, and I asked him, I said, when are you coming back? And he just looked at me with the sweetest smile and said, I don't know, baby.
Amen.
I don't know.
Amen. And when did you have this dream?
3 nights ago.
3 nights ago? Okay. I have your permission to analyze your dream? Okay. Yes. So as you all know that I've already, in the first session, told you what those colors mean, but we're going to rehash them anyway. So during that time, when you had that dream, God was letting you know that, daughter, there's hope. The yellow, he's letting you know that there's hope for your future. Okay? And the green, he's letting you know that, daughter, there's increase. Okay? There is growth. And I want you to continue to grow in my knowledge. God wants us to grow in his direction, his information, and his instruction. I say that again for you all that give you time to write that down, you that may be listening. Every day that God allows you to wake up, he simply wants you to increase and grow in your instruction that he gives you, in the information. Because see, information and instruction is totally two different words. And direction. Okay? Now, if he tells you to go to Oklahoma City, you could go down Highway 6 and hit 152 and go to Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. Or you could get right on I-40 and be there in 1 hour and 15 minutes. So that is why it's so important for you to get the right direction from God. Or you could go to 34 and go up to Hammond and going up to Leedy and going up to Alva and head over through Enid and loop around to Oklahoma City. You just hear Oklahoma City. Don't get excited. Get the information first. Be informed. Hey, did you know tomorrow's your birthday? Yes. Inform. So information. So he gives you information. Now, I need instruction. How do I make this happen? Then he gives you instruction. Now, I need to know which way to get there. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And so basically, every day you get up, he wants to give you instruction. He wants to give you information, instruction, and direction. And what he's letting you know in your dream, he wants you to increase in this. And the more you increase in your information, instruction, and direction, the more freedom you have. That's what the color blue represents. The more you grow. So yellow, green, and blue are really good colors. Now, was it a cotton field that you saw?
It was wheat.
Wheat and what?
It was green.
Okay, so you didn't see a cotton field. Mm-mm. Okay, you saw wheat. Okay.
Yeah, it was just like... And the shoots were maybe 6 inches, wow. 3 to 6 inches tall. Amen. You know, they were just.
So let me finish this with you before I get to the numbers. So God is coming to you in this dream to let you know, Monica, for the next 7 days, get your notebook out and ask God. Ezra told me that you have some information for me, and I want it. Ezra told me that you have some instruction for me. So you can have the right information and the wrong set of instruction. You know what I'm saying? In the wrong direction, and you'll never get to your meeting. And say, and tell him, to, and know that God is you know, to, that God told Ezra to, you know, through Ezra, he told me to, that you told him, to tell me that I am looking for direction. Okay? All right. You have any questions about that dream before I move on?
No, sir.
Okay. Tina, you got a dream we need to analyze? Oh, I forgot. You're kind of shy, so we'll talk after.
She just... This is helping her.
It is helping me a lot. I okay. Hire people to hold
Okay. All right. We got about 15 minutes. Let me finish this up. You have any comments before I finish this up? Tina, you have any comments, any questions?
Well, I did have an interesting dream. Well, I had a couple of dreams. They were a little different.
I was at a lake, and it was a still, clear water lake. And
you
there was
at a lake?
Mm-hmm. And there was a rock, a big rock that I was on. And I was
sitting on the rock?
Mm-hmm. And I was going towards the water, like sliding. And I abruptly woke up. I made myself wake up because I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the dream again.
So you're sliding off the rock into the lake.
And when I had the dream again, I was sliding towards the water, and I remembered I can swim. So I just went with it and dove in.
Okay. And the first time you were sliding towards what?
It was towards the lake and the clear water, but mm-hmm. I just had fear.
And then the second time you...
And the second time I said, what are you doing? You can swim. So okay. I just dove in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So I'm going to write down the word lake, and I'm going to write down the word rock, and I'm going to write down the word slide. And then we're going to write number four is going to be, did you see yourself diving in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what happened after you dived in?
I just treaded the water.
Excuse me?
I just treaded the still water.
And it
mm-hmm.
ended?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're going to put swimming. Okay, so the parallels for this, the lake is spiritual. Now, you know, I always tell people there are always negative and positive meanings about numbers, colors, and symbols. Okay, there's always a positive and a negative meaning. So the way what you look for in a dream, as your dream, you would look and you would count the negative symbols. If the negative symbols outweigh the positive symbols, then you would give this a negative meaning. If the positive symbols outweigh the negative symbols, you know, then you would give it a positive meaning. So this is going to be a positive dream. So the lake, the positive meaning for lake would be spirituality. Can you say that for me? Spirituality.
Spirituality.
Okay, so this is a spiritual dream.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with you going out there physically swimming or getting on a rock. Was the rock surrounded by the lake on all corners?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the rock is symbolic of stability. Okay, the rock is symbolic of Jesus. Okay, Jesus told Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail, which means it will not overtake it. So in your walk with Christ, the Lord is your solid ground. He's your solid rock. He's your hope. He's your trust. He's your faith. Okay, the first time you weren't quite ready to embrace, say the word embrace.
Embrace.
Okay, say embrace, Monica.
Embrace.
So you resisted.
Mm-hmm.
And so you cannot resist and embrace at the same time. You can either, it's like a two-headed coin. Mm-hmm. So the head would be you embrace, and then the tail, you resist. So the first time you had the dream, you resisted. Mm-hmm. Okay, and therefore you didn't trust God. Mm-hmm. And therefore nothing happened. And so God does not let us flunk any tests. Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing? People say, well, God, just go ahead and flunk me and pass me to the next level. No. Ask the children of Israel. They roamed around a mountain for 40 years, and it was the longest funeral procession in history. The Lord says, I refuse to let you fail. Tomorrow would be another day. Get up and try it again. They would fail that day. Their shoes didn't wear out. Their clothes didn't wear out. He gave them 365 days time 40. Somebody do the math. Wonder how many
That's a lot.
Wonder how many days is that? 365 time 40. And they said, God, just flunk us and get it over with. No, tomorrow is another day. You will try it again tomorrow. Well, I don't know why you're giving me tomorrow. It's going to be the same result tomorrow. Well, we'll give you the day after that. I got more time than you got because my name is time. How much time you got? I won't see tomorrow because I am tomorrow. Okay? So the Lord plea bargains. He said, come on, Tina, you got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. So I'll come back tomorrow. So the dream switched again. Okay, you're at the same place. Spirituality and also lake is opportunity. Opportunity is there. Okay? The lake gives boats and big ships to come from China to USA. Mm. The ocean is a free ocean. It means to drink up. It gives an opportunity. It's promotion. It allows you to swim. So now as you begin to slide, hey, I'm going to embrace. And you know what? You dove in. And guess what? You begin to swim. And swimming is spiritual. Mm-hmm. So in this, when did you have this dream?
A couple of weeks ago.
And you just now talking to me? And you have my cell phone number? You know, dreams are like fruit. They dry out. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then the little gnats, they come in and they'll eat them. And once you get those critters in the house, it's hard to get rid of those little, whatever you call them, gnats or whatever. Like, oh my God, that's because you left the fruit on the table too long. Now they're there to take care of it. But anyway, no, on a serious note, your opportunities in this new season that you, I tell the people to shift with the anointing. Say that. I'm going to shift with the anointing. I'm going to shift with his presence. Say that.
Shift with his presence.
Okay. So in this new season that you are in, Jesus is your solid rock. And he's going to allow you to be supported firmly. There's going to be stability until you get ready to launch out into the deep. Your rock is not going to go nowhere. He will not fail you. He's not going to shift or, you know, what part of the rock is not going to crumble. He's going to hold you until you're ready to embrace your future. Whatever decision you're having to make, your rock is going to hold you up. So you stay rooted and grounded right where you are until God says, girl, jump, go for it. Mm. And when you get ready, you just jump. Don't slide, just run off. Does any of that make sense? You have any questions? Mm. Isn't God good?
You're so good, God.
He's so good. You. And he speaks to us through dreams and visions. Amen. All righty. We've got about 10 minutes, so let's get back to this teaching. I want to say, if any of you have dreams or visions or premonitions, hey, let me know. We set up appointments over the phone. Sometimes people want to come by the headquarters where my home is. We do travel, and we set up appointments. Mm. We meet people at White Buffalo, eating places. We'll come to your home, me and my wife. You know, she's my traveling partner, and we will go. It doesn't matter how far it is. Mm. I had one dream this morning, through text morning, and got about 6 o'clock. And through cell phone, through text, through email, this one lady, it was a girl named Brandy. She was in prison, since she was my spiritual daughter. She's gone on to be with the Lord. Mm-hmm. She would have the girls in the prison. They would write their dreams and send them to me, and I would analyze their mm-hmm. dreams and send them back to prison. I mean, we're just here to help people. Yeah. You cannot afford not to get the information. You have to put yourself, David says, I incline myself. You have to put yourself in a position to get the information, to get the instruction, and to get the direction. And there's another word that I forgot to tell you. It's called execution. Mm. You can have the information, the instruction, and the direction, but if you don't execute it like God tell you, you'll fall right on your face. You've been saying, how could I fail? I had everything at hand because you didn't execute it the way God told you to do it. Don't go and put your touch on it. If God gives you instruction and information and tell you to do something, just do what he tell you to do. Just do it.
That's not the time to go rogue, y'all. Just so you know.
You go and set your important self down and just do what God tell you to do. Don't add to it. and don't take away from it. Mm-hmm. God tell you to go over there and hug the lady in the pink dress. Well, I'm going to look stupid. Give me something else to do. Maybe like give her a fan or something. I don't want to just go over there and be odd. You know what I'm saying? Get your pride out the way.
Come on.
Get your B-U-T-T out of the way. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And you may go over there and say, you know, I know this is going to really look dumb, but God just told me to come over here and hug you. And then go, you know, you don't need nothing else to make you look good. Validation or justification. Just obey God. So we're going to finish this up on Numbers. So we're going to look at page 27. This is going to be the last thing we're going to talk about, 27. Okay, the number system, there's a whole lot of numbers, 144, 666. There's a lot of message behind all those. But we're going to talk about some of these. And basically, the salvation, the number through 1 through 20, it can be different applications. You can parallel it to such as a wedding or salvation. Or there's a lot of different subjects, but this one here in the book is parallel to salvation. So different numbers can, a number can have a twofold meaning. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so if we're going to parallel this to God's plan of salvation for humanity, journeys, so number one is going to be God the Father. Okay? So number two is going to be agreement with the Father. We're talking about getting saved. We're talking about having a Jesus meeting. Number three is God's completion. Okay? Number four is God's purpose for mankind. You see where we're going, Tina? We're going to God is working out our soul salvation. And this is how we get saved. It starts with the Father. He's in agreement with the Son. Now there's completion. Now number four is about you. It's my purpose. Number five is grace. I'm saved through grace by faith. Number six is that man would walk in dominion. Okay? You don't have to write these down. I'll give you a book. I have one in
home. I have one at home. I just
okay.
Well, got busy this morning with my Lord and
okay. She's over here writing them down. Glory. So number six is about you, Monica. And Tina, number six is a number for man. Okay? Number seven, now you're complete in Christ and you're equipped for God's plan. So now you have the plan of salvation. Number eight is now you're ready to begin your journey of obedience. New beginning. Number nine is praise and worship. And number 10 is another completion, but it's the completion of the hand of the vineyard that you're working in. You're soul winning. You're going out telling people about Jesus. You're winning, like you're passing those bracelets out. That's number 10. God brings completion to you and them. See what I'm saying? So number 7 is our completion for salvation for us. And number 10 is a completion of the labor from our hand. Does that make sense? Now, number 11 is we're transitioning to power, which is number 12 is power. You see what I'm saying? And we're just going to quit with number 11 or 12. And but it's a plan and a step of God's salvation for mankind. So it's amazing that I just want to encourage the people to you that have dreams and visions. Don't take it lightly. Just continue to, it's not necessary to know all of the symbols in your dream. If you don't, that's fine, but just realize, try to get the solution. If it's a negative dream, rebuke it, deactivate it. If it's a positive dream, activate it and speak life to it. And if our ministry can be of a service to you, please pass my information on. A lot of people say, but don't give them my cell phone number, give them my office number. I don't care who have my cell phone number. It's plastered all over on my website and Amazon and all my books. I mean, I just want people to have access to information instruction, direction, so we can teach you how to execute.
Amen.
Amen.
Would you like to tell them how to contact
you?
Yes.
Yes. My website is EZRARANDLE, EzraRandall.com. You can also contact me. My cell phone number is 580-799-0480. Our ministry is Covenant Kingdom Ministry. We've been analyzing dreams for since 1975, however many years that is. And so we're just excited about Jesus. And my name is Ezra. It's a Hebrew name. It means help. And I get in trouble for helping people. I mean, you know, what my family, it's a joke at home. They say, yeah, Ezra, he'll volunteer his help, knowing he's going to get chewed out. But in the end, you're going to be like, thank you for helping me. So I get in trouble for trying to help people. That's just who I am. You know, I try to operate in the spirit of love and compassion. And just like you, Tina, you wore your white and your tan today. And so we want to hear from you. If you have a friend or somebody have a question, there's just so much. I mean, we have like 40 plus years of, and I'm still under construction. I'm still getting information. I'm still getting instruction. I'm still getting directions. Mm. And I'm yet trying to execute the plan of God. And so even though there's 40 some years of knowledge and we had an hour to talk, that's what I felt led to share with you. But if you want to hear the rest of the story, hey, haul at me and we'll come and visit with you.
I got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So lately, 3 has been coming up a lot for me.
The number 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Like waking up at 3:33 in the morning.
3 what?
3:33 in the morning.
3:33.
And
okay.
When I wait, and it's, I've made it a habit, if you will, that when I wait, if I wake up in the middle of the night, no matter what time it is, mm-hmm. I pray.
Okay.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I begin. It's like I wake up and I'm like, why am I awake? Lord, there must be a reason why I'm awake. Mm-hmm. I bring it to you, Lord, and I just pray myself back to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is there a meaning for the times?
Yes, yes, yes,
like
it is.
If we wake up at mm-hmm. a certain time, yes, more than
is.
Once?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. That's a good question, and I'd love to give you an answer for that. Most of the dream that the dream pattern is anywhere from 3 to 6 is a lot of time when we get to that realm that we can dream. Some people just dream when their head hit the pillow. It doesn't matter. You know, they just see visions all day. Mm-hmm. But the number 3, I'm looking at my book, it says, means God's completion. So a lot of time, when you have a dream, when you wake up, try to remember the very last thought that you had on your mind. A lot of time it's a good indication, the very last thing that you had on your mind that you prayed about, the number 3 mean completion, God is answering you saying, don't pray no more for that. I've completed that. Thank me. Now the number 3, 6, 9 means, what does, I'm going to let Tina tell you what 3 plus 3 plus 3, 9 mean. What does that mean, Tina? She's going to tell you. She's going to read it from the book. 9. 3, so she said 3:33, so 3 plus 3 plus 3 is 9. So what does 9 mean?
Humanity's worship and praise.
Say it again.
Humanity's worship and praise.
Mm-hmm. That's what it means. Mm-hmm. And it also mean, another one would mean to thank you. You remember the leopards? It was 10, and he healed. And the 9 went, and then 1 came back, and he says, where are the other 9? So a lot of time, 9 is a symbolism of thank you through the spirit of praise and worship. God says, don't pray about that no more. 3:33, just give me thanks. And give me praise, and all is well. So that's what that means, Monica.
Wow.
God is good.
I'm in tears, y'all.
Praise and worship. He could have woke you up any other time, but God is so smart. He said, I'm going to wake her up at 333 to let her know that everything's been completed and she needs to thank me and praise me. What's your thoughts on that, Tina? Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
God speaks through colors, through numbers, through symbols. He's God. He can do what he wants to do.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, gosh. It's been good.
You have been. We appreciate you so much, sir. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you know, I'm going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and our precious brother in Christ, Ezra Randall, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
God bless you.
For you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.